I was once on a road trip with some friends of mine. We were driving through the countryside. We're on our way. Actually, it was kind of a pilgrimage. We were going to a Marian shrine and a couple other seminarians. And as we went, you know, we were going through all these back roads and these kind of back streets and different things. And we were following a GPS unit. These were back in the days when you had the separate unit and punch it in and everything. So we were going through all these back cities and back towns, and we thought, well, this is kind of interesting. Why is it sending us all these different places? But we were in France at the time, so we thought, well, maybe this is just normal. You know, we don't know. So we're driving along, and about 5 hours into the trip, we recognize, oh, we've got this on pedestrian mode, which means walking, you know? And so we were avoiding all the freeways and all the things. So a trip that should have taken 3 hours ended up taking about 6 hours. So it was one of those things where it was kind of like, well, shoot, you know, if somebody would have known or somebody would have told us, we could have got there a lot quicker. So sometimes I think, you know, when we look at today's scriptures, that question that that person asks, Lord, will many be saved? You know, there's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. He is the gate. He is the one way. You know, will many be saved? He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Strive to enter through me, in other words. Jesus is the one way to heaven. He's the one way to eternal life. And sometimes we think about the church or what she says, and we say, well, why does the church make all these rules about who gets to go to heaven or who gets to go to hell or who gets to go to purgatory? Why do we have all these rules? And it's not really the church making rules. It's just the church saying, this is Jesus. This is the way to get there. We want to help you with that. This is the path. You can follow your GPS unit and get lost, or you can follow the church and get there the easiest way. It's not an easy way still, right? We still know there's challenges, there's difficulties, there's bumps in the road. But the church wants people to get to the goal, to get to Jesus. And that's why we have all the different teachings, that's why we have all the doctrines, and that's why we have the precepts of the church, all those things. It's not to be roadblocks, it's not to be an obstacle, it's not to be to make it really hard and to see, like, well, how many hoops can we make people jump through? It's not about that. It's about saying, okay, this is the reality, and this is the best path. This is the best path to Jesus. So today, it's a good thing for us to reflect on, are we following that path? Are we putting ourselves in the path that Jesus wants us to follow? There's a saying that St. Cyprian said. He was a church father back in the third century. He said this, he who has not the church as his mother cannot have God as his father. So this idea that the church and Christ are one. The body of Christ is the church. And to distinguish between the two, we can do that in certain aspects, but in reality, the church is nothing more than the path to Jesus. It's the path that he created, the path that he founded. Now, certainly there's individuals, there's people in the church, and we recognize that we are sinners, we're all sinners, but yet the way that the church points to, the teachings of the church, all that is meant to help us come to know Jesus, to be on that path. So today, let's pray, asking that we would recognize that, we would recognize where we're struggling, maybe with the church, maybe we're struggling with Jesus, and we can go to him in prayer and say, Lord, help me to strive to enter through this narrow gate, through you, the one way to heaven, the one way to eternal life, the path that is easiest in this life. So let's pray, asking God to help us with that this day.